Okay, I just hit the record button, so give me an audio test.
Okay. Top three bands ever in no particular order. It's Led Zeppelin, Radiohead, Jane's Addiction.
Am I supposed to – this is our audio test? I'm supposed to say this back to you?
No, no. You need to say your top three.
I do.
No in particular order.
Okay.
No particular order.
No particular order. Tool, Evanescence, and Daikaiju.
The following ad is being condensed for your viewing convenience.
That's
I just
switched
to Geico and saved a whole
right
bunch.
Okay. We're using YouTube. We are stealing everything. All right, let's do this. Top of the evening to you, Lashlows and Ladders. Waits to Joyce because it's podcast featuring myself, Jason Mark, trying to redeem a terrible attempt at an Irish accent last week, and begin from the same grandmother's skin, Moister Jason Neal, a soundwagon wanker and a right bleeding dibble in whore's pajamas if there ever was one. Joseph, you pay where fucker. How the bloody hell are you this fine evening, laddie?
Yarr!
Yeah, I freely admit my Irish accent is a little bit pirate.
Pirate kind of rhymes with Irish.
It does a little bit. I think traditionally, pirates have Scottish accents. I think that's kind of that's how it kind of goes together. And
maybe it has the same type of music to it.
Kind of, yeah. Well, the same kind
which
of
is
there.
Apropos to our theme.
It is. Apropos is right. We're already a minute in and we're already on our theme here. I thought our theme today could be talking about next week's show, which will be our 10,000th episode. And, of course...
Okay. See, I thought our theme would be music, and I did all of this prep, and I fucking...
What are you doing? I'm going meta on you is what I'm doing. Because 10,000th episode, Joe... And I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a band that has an album called 10,000 Days. And when you think about it, 10,000 episodes is 10,000 days because we do an episode. We only, any given day, only do one episode, right?
Yeah, at least.
Right. What I mean to say is if we've done 10,000 episodes, then that's at least 10,000 days, if not more. And we actually only do one episode per week. So technically, it's 10,000 weeks, which is, I think, 2,000 years or so we've been doing this podcast when you add it all up. Our podcast
you know,
is almost
and I
as old as Christianity.
Let me finish. There I go again. Go ahead, finish, Jason.
I'm done. You speak. I drink.
Well, suddenly I got all butt hurt because I haven't used that term in a while. Goddamn. Anyway, I felt weird, and I'm like, well, and I got all emotional because I thought you were switching themes on me, and I'm like busting my ass to try and get this theme going, and all of a sudden it's back on meta podcast. I'm like, fuck this. That's why I started weeping. But anyway, you were talking
like,
about 10,000 days. That's a Tool album. You're jumping right into the theme, and I wept for no reason. I feel much better now.
You probably are aware there's a song out there called I Wept for No Reason.
Yeah, that's by the Bee Gees.
It's like we looked at our output, and we're like, oh, Jesus, this is terrible. I want to talk about that, actually. You bring up a good point. I bring up a good point. One of us brought up a good point. On this show, we're going to talk about music. And on past shows, we've talked about music. And we have, on occasion, disparaged music. But I just want to put out this disclaimer right now. I mean, talking about the BG shitty music made me think of it. I honestly, truly, and genuinely do not believe there's anything such as shitty music. If a person likes something, then it's good. And that's good enough for me. I didn't go to Juilliard. I didn't go to the Horatio Hornblower School of Musical Geniuses. So who am I to judge, right? If you like a song, that's awesome. And I support that. Now, having said that, I will shit on some music today because it's fun and it's interesting. But the party line or the disclaimer, the fine print says, actually, if you like it, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think my music is better than yours, except for Tool. Everything else is inferior, but that's in the Bible, so you can't really argue.
Right. Well, yeah, you can't argue with that. No. But see, it's you showed me one side of a coin, which is, look, if you like music, then we will not judge you. Let me show you the other side of the coin, which is, if I personally, subjectively, do not like music, then I have free reign to shit on it. That's just for my own enjoyment, and that's right. What you're talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do some of that.
And we will. And it's sort of like, it's shorthand. We don't want to have to always say, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion.
Right.
Danzig sucks. You know, we don't want to always say that. It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I usually listen to. But if other people like it, that's great. And I don't mean that in a condescending kind of way. I don't mean like, you know, oh, if people like this, then good for them. No, I mean, no, that means it's an awesome song and you should rock it, rock hard. But we don't have to say that every single time.
Speaking of rock hard, I wanted to stop talking about penises and just talk about music.
Hey, we had a vagina episode. Why can't we have a penis episode?
Well, we can, and so we'll bring up Rock Hard at some other episode.
That will be
you mean rock, like, let's rock hard.
Let's rock hard, yeah, as we listen to some surf background music, yeah. Let's rock hard.
I'm headbanging right now.
Because it is that awesome. Well, we always start the show with a song. We started with Royksop. And we always end it.
I love that you can't pronounce that.
I've never been able to. Well, I just took a double shot of Sazerac Rye, Joe. So, I mean, what do you want from me? Enunciation.
That's
I did the Irish thing. What's my new thing?
Sazerac.
Well, I was drinking it last
Sazerac
week.
Sazerac Rye.
And I think
it might last last week.
This bottle might last one more week, but then it's gone and we'll move on to something else. But are you drinking anything this evening? I mean, rock and roll and whiskey go together you know, drums and bass. I don't know what I'm saying. What are you drinking tonight?
You're so creative.
Content.
It's no, I did make myself a drink, and it's a coffee.
It's a coffee.
I want to put an edge on this.
Okay.
Can we talk about some rock?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And
then some.
Coffee
but
rock.
But yeah, I made myself a cup of coffee, sir.
Okay. Just no alcohol?
No. If I'm going to drink some alcohol, I'm going to have to step away and go and make myself a drink. So okay. If I choose to do that, you're going to have to have some content on deck.
Dude, well, I could do it. You could take a drink during the ad and then listen to the ad later. Or I could give an Italian lesson. I've been learning Italian, and I could teach the folks some Italian while you step away. Well, that's, you know. I always have something ready to go just in case. Oh, by the way, my internet has been sucking balls lately, and I don't mean that in a really cute kind of porn tube kind of way. I mean it's not good. And so if things cut out all of a sudden, folks, you won't know because I'll have stitched it back together before I publish the podcast. Joe, however, I'm warning you. So.
Well, for a moment there, I thought you were having a stroke again, which I find it entertaining. Since this is a music episode, maybe you could have some strokes. The strokes.
Is what noise. Good job there.
Yeah.
I don't think I own any strokes music. Let's see. I just typed strokes into my music library, and nope, no strokes. Not a fan of the strokes myself. That's not my cup of tea. Are you a fan of the strokes?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I could probably give you... You know, if you gave up on them long ago and you just decided never to listen to them again, I could probably give you some examples that you might enjoy. Or maybe it's just not your thing and we could bitch at each other about it.
Well, we could. I don't know that I ever gave them a chance. What kind of music are they? What are the Strokes? What do they play?
I don't know how to explain it. It seems a little retro. The last album that I really enjoyed, which is called The 80s Come Down Machine, has a lot of 80s, like really good 80s influences in it. And it's just well done. And my favorite album from them is called Room on Fire. And I consider it like one of the – it's just a really great album front to back, and it sounds like a song. Like if you hear the end of one song, you're ready for the next song. It sets you up for it. It's one of those albums.
Well, let's play a little. We can play a couple seconds, right? Give me a name of a song, and I will bring it up on the YouTube, and then we'll laugh through an ad, and we'll listen to the song.
Okay. Why don't you put on Automatic Stop? That's a good song.
Automatic Stop. Okay. And, you know, just because it's... Oh, this video is not available, it says. Sorry about that. That's funny.
What do you know? The Strokes have licensing, and they want us to pay for their music.
There's always ways around that. Goodness. They could kiss my balls. I'll find it here.
Or you can strokes my cock while you kiss my balls.
All right, here we go. I need to turn down the one. Down. And I'll turn up the other. Up. 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 Oh, these guys. Yeah, I know them.
Oh, but that wasn't Automatic Stop, was it?
It was. That's what it said. No, wait, it might be...
I see what you're doing. You don't like the Strokes, so you're going to put on... Like,
no.
You're going to put on music that is not representative of the quality of their music.
Joe? You're
fucking with me already. How long were you recording?
I swear to the Jesus that Jude Law as Pope Pius XIII on HBO's The Young Pope Praise to That. Jesus Christ, that was tough to get out. Let me try this again. Joe, I swear to the Jesus Christ that Jude Law as Pope Pius XIII on HBO's The Young Pope Praise to Every Day That I played what YouTube told me was a bootleg version of Automatic Stop by the Strokes.
Okay.
Here, let me try again. I'll go to the, like, towards the middle of the song. See what happens.
Yeah, go right in the middle.
All right. Was that it?
Yeah, there wasn't part of the song. You know what? It's just not representative. We need to move on. I feel like I'm not representing the Strokes well.
Okay.
All I've done is made jokes about the Strokes, which is another rhyme that I just came up with.
You just made some Strokes jokes. Here's this is the band I was listening to, just because we're going to move on. When you called me. Do you know the name of that band?
No, but you know what? If you're going to start throwing clips, you need to turn off the fucking...
I do. All right. fucking cafe.
Guitar music.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this. This is going to be a no background music because we got foreground music.
Because I have a feeling that we're just going to be playing clips and stuff the whole time. And then the surf music...
Just gonna
as
get
it
the
is,
way.
Although it is great, and like I just grit my teeth and start headbanging, and you know, do the hand horns every time.
Yeah,
I think we might. Yeah, we might not need it this time. So what was the clip again? Let's do that again.
The goal of Just Be Cousins is to win a Best Produced Podcast Award, so that the other people who were nominated go, "What is this? A fucking joke? Who did they blow?" Anyway. All right, is that familiar at all?
No, I mean, is this you played a rather brief clip? Are you wanting me to see if I can name that band?
I don't really expect you to name it. Honestly, it wasn't like I'm trying to quiz you or anything. If I did, I would set something up that's a little more indicative of the song. It just happened to be where I was when you called and I stopped playing it. That was World. That was On the Loose by Saga from their album Worlds Apart, 1995. It's a super cheesy song, and I love it.
And you're in the 90s, and I was kind of hoping I have a feeling that the 90s is kind of a special decade musically for both of us, so I'm glad you jumped right into there.
Yes and no. We could talk about that, but the 90s for me were at least an antidote to the 80s, which was like, okay, so let me – I don't watch a lot of medical dramas on TV, Joe. It's not something I'm into, but my understanding is that they have these situations where somebody's got like cancer, or they got like a leg missing, or you know, half their face has been eaten away by some sort of virus. And then in the hospital, they like will talk to somebody or someone will say something, and there's just a brief moment of happiness. And for me, there are a few songs in the 80s that are like that, brief moments of happiness in otherwise what amounts to kind of the cancer era of music. And then the 90s were the chemo that helped me recover from the 80s, you know. And so there's some good stuff there, but I'm not a fan of the era. You know, it's not like you say to me, oh, 90s music is the best. I'm like, well, you know,
Well, I'm of the opinion that if you pick any decade, especially since rock was born, if you pick any decade, you're going to get some real, like, stanky shit. Wait, stanky shit is like good funk music. What I mean in the world of rock, stanky shit, I mean, there's really horrible shit in every decade. And
sorry, no, please continue.
Well, and there's terrible shit in the 90s. There's terrible shit in the 80s. There's like shocking, astoundingly terrible shit in the 60s and 70s.
There is.
But now any one of those decades, you have to admit, there's really, really good shit in each of those decades, including the 80s and the 90s.
What's a good
Kim, come on, pick me some good stuff in the 80s. What's your favorite stuff from the 80s, just real quick? You know that there's good stuff. You know I'm right. Just tell me what is the good stuff from the 80s.
I'm not that able to say, oh, that was an 80s song, this is a 90s song. But what I might be able to do is, if I had prepared, because that would have been useful, I might have been able to, pick some songs from each era. But what I can do, if iTunes will work with me, I think I broke my computer. Are you still there? Are we still recording? We're still recording.
Yes, continue.
sort my music library by year. Tell you what, while I'm doing that, you tell me, what do you like from the 80s? And we'll play it.
First thing that comes to mind is The Police, man. Come on.
The Police, okay?
What song in particular? You don't sound convinced.
I'm not a fan. Okay.
You don't like
we probably should have talked about this before the show, Joe. When it comes to music, I mean, there's a couple things we're on the same page, but for the most part, I hate everything. I mean, for the most part, I hate everything. So, I mean, there are exceptions, obviously, but you say The Police, and I think, oh, wait, isn't the drummer, didn't he do a song with the bass player from Primus? That I liked.
Yeah, and with Trey Anastasio, I think that's how you pronounce his name. That was Oysterhead.
See, I knew
and you liked that better than The Police.
I do. What's his name? Stuart.
And
Stuart
you like
Townsend
Godsmack? Like
maybe
the theme of this should be "Fuck you, Jason," and "Fuck you, Joe." But
maybe.
No, you liked Oysterhead. Okay, well, if you want three musicians to just blast off on all cylinders and show them how good they are at their instruments, that's a pretty good band. I'm talking about like songwriting and The Police. Well, let's face it, Sting did a good job with that band. He wrote some good songs. Now, a lot of it, there's a lot of dark material, but do you have a problem with dark material?
No. I listen to Evanescence for the love of Jesus.
Seriously. So, I don't know. We don't need to go into The Police. Where would you like to go with this?
Well, again,
we're jumping all over the place. It's like the first episode when we didn't know what the fuck
we're doing.
It's
like every episode. I'm trying to sort my playlist, and it won't give me – like I'm trying to sort by 80s songs. So Godsmack was in the 80s. That's 90s, right, I think? 80s.
In the early 90s, Eddie Vedder was a good artist, but then he created a monster – and it's Alice in Chains, too. They created a monster, and the monster was called Godsmack.
So if you say to me, name a band and you name a decade, I'm always going to be able to fall back on Weird Al Yankovic and They Might Be Giants, right? I mean.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I could say, oh, They Might Be Giants. There's a good band from the 80s, I think.
Well, let's go to the 80s again. How do you feel – actually – this might take up the rest of the podcast.
Sure.
Tell me exactly how you feel in detail about U2.
Okay, so there you go. Great example. The only thing I like about U2, is that one of their albums has a picture of a kid on it who looked like you when you were that age. That's it. That's the only thing I like about them. Everything else is, no thanks.
As a narcissist, I like that. And in fact, I know that that's war. U2 war. I know that because I was like, looks like a young Joe. How delightful.
Yeah,
and that's why I love that album. In fact, that's why I love U2. No, I'm just kidding. God damn it. They have a really good track record of music for decades.
But
you don't agree with that?
I just,
come on.
It's, It's not my cup of tea. I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, I'm very, very, very picky. I can't claim that the things that I like are superior. I can't do that because, the disclaimer being what it is at the top of the show, and the stuff I listen to. I mean, I'm trying really hard. My iTunes is just not cooperating. I wish I'd known it in advance that we were going to do a music episode, even though it was my idea 2 weeks ago, because then I would have come up with something better than what's going on right now. But it's
all right. So you're not a U2 fan. You're not a Police fan. No. We still haven't gotten an answer to the question, but, and this will play into my earlier point. There is good stuff in every decade. And what I want to hear from you, Jason Mark, what is the good stuff from the 80s?
Okay.
Because I know that you like a lot of music. What's the good stuff from the 80s?
I do.
It's not U2. It's not the Police, which is fucking preposterous. Oh, just tell me what the tell me what the good stuff is.
The best I can hope for is I've Googled best music of the 80s to see what comes up and see if I agree with it, right? And so far, no. I mean, I'm looking at these things.
Do not rely on
Guns N' Roses. I like old Guns N' Roses.
Awesome. Okay, see, we're on the same page.
All right.
I love you again. I didn't. For, I don't know, several minutes there. But Appetite for Destruction? God damn.
I only like two songs from the album.
Oh, wait. Fuck you again. I hate you again. Okay.
Welcome to the Jungle, obviously, and Paradise City. And I love Paradise City because at the end, I put it on my running iPod, and that end where they like finally just break down and like, all right, fuck you, Axel, just warble while the rest of us do our thing. That's when they had their first drummer, the one who was on drugs and knew what the fuck he was doing, and Slash was just all over the place, and Izzy was just writing the shit out of things, and Duff was like, I can't believe that I'm getting laid this often. What do you want me to do with my left hand? I'll do it. Okay, here we go.
This is in the 80s, and this is Axl Rose, but look, all the guitar work on that album was fantastic.
It's like, yeah.
God, just Riffmeister's wonderful.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm going to jump to the end here. Let's see if we can. Okay, the audio here isn't going to be good enough to listen to the bass line, but it's just, how can you not love this? That's probably not.
Well, let me explain to you what he did. He came up with really great things. Axl Rose came up with a couple things. He came up with Mwah! And wait, now hold on.
No,
he also
so
came
right.
up with Cha. And he came up with Ah-hi-hi. So between if you put those together, it's Mwah! Cha. I mean, fucking, come on. The man, he was an innovator. He really was.
And can I tell you, just to jump up to now, I just can't wait to hear him front AC/DC. Like, I'm not a huge AC/DC fan, but when I think about Axl Rose, and I think about AC/DC, I don't know why. I mean, you're absolutely right. He was an innovator. So there you go. There's something from the 80s that I still love. Here's something else from the 80s that I still love. I'm going to play this for you, and you can tell me how. We'll see if you how long it takes you to recognize it. Okay. And I'll just jump to the middle.
Got it. Stop.
What was it?
I Ran by the Flock of Seagulls.
That's right. I don't know why I like this song. I think I do know why I like this song. Because there's a guitar solo where the guitarist plays three notes, and that's it. Let me see if I can find it. Sorry, that's kind of loud. Yeah. All right, here we go. The same three notes. So there's a song from the 80s that I like. Now it's your turn. Give me something else that you like from the 80s.
Well, I need to make a comment on that.
You do.
Because you just chose a song that you like from the 80s. Okay. Well, that was the guitar solo. Okay.
Yeah. One of them. There's three in there, but yeah.
There's three notes
and three
guitar solos
yeah.
with a total of three notes across all guitar solos. And I would say, though it kind of works, and congratulations, Flock of Seagulls, that kind of worked. I wouldn't call it face melting guitar.
No.
And it's not that they needed to do that. You need to do the right thing for the song and everything. But, you're telling me you like a couple of songs from Appetite for Destruction. There are guitar solos on that entire album, throughout the album, that meet the criteria for face melting
on
guitar solos.
On Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for Destruction.
Because Slash was, absolutely, he's gifted.
He's the man with the knack. That's what they called him.
He's the man with the knack. Is that what they called him, really?
Maybe that's just what I called him. I didn't think I came up with that.
That doesn't sound very like...
No, really, I don't think I came up with that.
Did you know they called me the man with the knack? I noticed your panties are still on. Let me repeat that. I am the man with the knack. Nope, still on? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really... The man with the knack, really?
I have a feeling the man with the knack is you holding the knack album.
I don't think I have
the knack. That's the man with the knack.
I don't have.
Do you like the knack? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do. I do know who you're talking about, Joe. Thank you. I am older than you. Let's never forget this. But no, I'm sorry. That was an asshole thing to say. I don't have any of the knack in my album collection, but I'm familiar with them. They did. Didn't they do? I Lost on Jeopardy and Lola, and I'm probably getting like nine different bands confused.
Wow.
My Sharona.
No, you don't remember the Knack? The Knack.
Yeah, they did My Sharona. And
thank you. See, you know what's
going on. Yeah, which I believe.
You're the man with the Knack, not Slash. It is
no,
you.
It's me. Let's move on. You were mentioning the 80s, but we've already done half of our show, and we haven't done all the stuff we usually do. So should we move on to the 90s?
We've only been talking about the 80s, and I was like, hey, let's do the 90s. Shit. All right. You know what? Take over, Jason. What's the next thing? What are we going to talk about? So much music to talk about.
Well, we're
so little time.
We're just all over the place, and like, this is making me think that we probably should be like we should do two podcasts. We should do the Just Be Cousins podcast, and we should also do a music podcast. So, okay. Let me just get a couple things off my head here. Stroke style, not the Strokes, but Stroke style, Knack style. One of the first things that we were going to do when we were going to do a podcast way back in the day was a podcast that I called Two Guys, Two Songs, where I send you a song, you send me a song, and then we spend an hour talking about our songs, right? So clearly we have a lot to say about music.
All right. So did you want to do just a little taste of that? Like, what was your idea?
No. My point is nothing more than we can talk about music all the time. Our podcast could be just music. So it makes sense that we're rushing through this. We're all over the place because we're super excited about the topic. Another thing that is in my head is that there's this podcast out there where, and I can't remember the name of it, where these two guys, all they do is talk about Tom Waits songs. Each episode is a single Tom Waits song. And I want to do that. Yeah, doesn't that sound great? I want to do that with Evanescence. I want to go find, not you, not because you wouldn't be good at it, but just because you wouldn't want to. I want to go find somebody, preferably a 19-year-old girl who's kind of depressed, and she and I will talk about each Evanescence song, one per, episode. So there's that as well. And I bring this up just to illustrate how into music you and I are. So it makes sense that we're all over the place and rushing through things. So
I'm learning right now how kind of at odds we are with certain pieces of music.
Right. And we could do a whole episode about that or a whole podcast, Joe. So we're going to do Just Be Cousins. We're going to do Evanescence song by song. We're going to do Two Guys, Two Songs. We're going to do a Joe and Jason Can't Agree on Anything podcast. And for the time being, though, we'll talk about the 90s music. Here are some songs from the 90s I like. One, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
All right.
Two, Cannonball.
Ooh, that's a good one. The Breeders.
Yeah.
Love that one.
Three, Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Four.
Fuck you for that. Anyway, continue.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Creep.
Fuck Thee Once Again.
Wait, you don't like that song?
No, wait. Hold on a second. I guess I like that song. I just I guess I would expect some more rock from you. Baby Got Back, you're right. It's a good song.
Okay, honestly,
sorry
I'm just...
Sorry to say fuck thee. That was a little harsh.
No, that's totally fine. I'm just reading through the list because, again, I Googled best music in the 90s just to see what they popped up with, and I'm just reading off. Nothing but a G thing. Again, not rock, but come on.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The idea that some black dudes from Compton could once again produce a sound that would be co-opted, stolen, and profited upon by the white people of America is just it's bitterly ironically amazing. I think the only good thing about that particular travesty, and I don't mean the travesty of the song, which is great, I mean the travesty of white people profiting off it, is that Dre himself, you know, said like, well, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make some cheap-ass speakers or some cheap-ass headphones that are really, truly shitty and let Apple pay me $1 billion motherfucking dollars for them, which
they
did.
Dr. Dre is a genius. But it's funny that you said that they would come up with something that would, you know, endure as it has. The funny thing is that, you know, a lot of that is just the Parliament Funkadelic music that they rapped over.
Yeah,
I have nothing against that, but you know, we need to give credit where credit is due.
All right, so credit has been given.
Yeah,
you know, we talked about the 80s. We're kind of talking about the 90s, and I've been dominating the conversation. So please, Joe, jump in. But until you do, let me say this: I do like a lot of different kinds of music that I don't feel can be put into pockets of decade, not because that's the wrong thing to do, but just because I don't know where they came from and I'm stupid. Oh. Like, I do like a lot of funk. I love me some funky ass funk, stank funk, but I don't know where it comes from. I just hear it on Pandora and then I go and buy it and I'm happy. I'll play you some.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, you know, people like what they like. We don't need to get all elitist about it. Where did it come from? This and that. Was it original? You know, did they write the music or did they sample it or whatever? If you like it, you like it. And come on, it ain't nothing but a G thing. That's good.
Whatever they took from, they improved upon, or not improved upon, because they didn't take. You're not remembering. You're not using the original and liking it more. It's a different thing. And yeah, it's. It's beautiful what they did. Sorry, I'm trying to get my funk playlist up here so I can show you what I'm talking about. But irrespective of
while you pull up the funk stuff, one thing that I thought would be fun to go into is, you know, there's all these artists that died when they were 27.
Yeah,
right?
It's a thing. There's a
I wanted to go into something interesting. Oh, here, just give me a second. I think it's cool. There are albums that are now 27 years old.
Okay.
And that's interesting. I don't think and my point would be, and maybe it's not very interesting, but they albums that are 27 years old, they don't die at 27. They die either way before or they never die, depending on the album. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 27-year-old albums, which means 90. And I thought that would be good because this is, at my count, this is our 90th millionth episode.
Yes.
And you were talking about 10,000 days or whatever. There's a lot of math involved, but I'm just saying 90th millionth, we could talk about a couple albums that were from the year 1990.
Okay.
You know, that's a bit of a digression right now. Do you have some funk for me, sir? And does it stink?
Put me on the spot. I was just going to play it here. Here's some funk. Let's see if they play it for me. This is a band called the Cashmere Stage Band. So there's some of that. Happening now. Here's an ad from YouTube just to fuck with us. God damn it.
That stinks.
That stinks.
Yeah.
This is Black Feeling by Luther Harris. And I'll play one more. What is this?
That was really good, by the way. Loved it.
All right. Now that's the Mitchell and Dewberry Band with their song Globetrotter.
Damn, with a Jethro Tullish flute.
Yeah, this flute. So that's what
that's great.
That's what I was getting at, and I want you to expound on this as we roll into about the time we need to start doing our usual bits. Everybody, when you ask them what kind of music they like, everybody says the same thing, and I think it's appropriate and it's sincere. They say, "Oh, I like all different kinds of music," and I think that's a wonderful thing. There are, if I may, two kinds of people in the world: those who like music and those who don't. And the people who are in the don't camp, it's not that they hate music. I mean, there are probably a couple people who genuinely hate music, but they're pathological. But in the camp of people who don't like a lot of music, they just listen to whatever, top 40, and that's fine. That's good for them. They listen to it in the car. They maybe will get a Taylor Swift album for Christmas, and they, you know, put it on their MP3 player or whatever. And that is fine for them. But then everyone else, which is the vast majority of the people on the planet Earth, I think, love music and love all different kinds of music. It's not just rock, but they like, oh, I'll tell you what I like, and I don't think that I'm anybody special. I like rock. I like funk. I like copy-paste DJs. I like classical. I like jazz, but only if it's a certain kind of jazz. I really like surf guitar a lot. And I could go on for days. Joe, what different kinds of music do you like? I mean, and I want you to get esoteric here on the labels. Tell me what you like.
Well, you know, I think about rock a lot, and maybe, I don't know, I'm just real interested in rock, but that's true. In every category you just said, I'm into. Like, I am particularly fond of the funk, which is cool. And it's not funk. It's the funk.
Yeah.
The funk. And, you know, I like country music, but this is...
Sorry, I'm just going to fill in with funk and tell you, yeah. You like country music?
No, it's
music.
Okay.
And what's a country song you like?
I like country music, but I like, you know, kind of more old school shit, you know.
Okay.
Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and stuff like that.
Sure.
When it gets into the pop country stuff, and I think a lot of people agree with me. It's just, I don't know if I would call that country. It seems like pop music more than anything else at this point and for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Pop country doesn't seem to me, it doesn't fall under the category in my mind of country music. Willie Nelson, that's country music, you know.
Have you ever heard punk country, Joe?
Well, Hank Williams III, I think, would fall into that category. Am I correct?
I don't know. I only know one band that plays punk. I only know two bands that play punk country, and they're both from Chicago. One's called the Outlaw Family Band. The other band is called the Saps, and they're performing next week. And I could look it up, but if you want to know, send me an email. I'll actually just call me. If you listen to this podcast, you either know me or Joe, so just call me. I'll tell you where they're playing. But
this is a current band. They're playing. They're country punk. Damn it.
They're punk country. Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm,
that was the least. You know what? I'm hip.
Okay, so there you go. That's some of the Saps. That's from their 2002 album, The Dirty EP, a little tune called Alex Scott is Stiffy. But you were saying you like all different kinds of music, including country. What else do you like?
I like classical. I really like, now I can't come up with the name of it, but it's flamenco, but it's kind of like contemporary flamenco.
Dude,
you're singing my song.
No, I'm going to play you some flamenco right now.
I think that's some of the best guitar playing ever is just flamenco. Hit it.
Okay, I'm not going to play anymore because I'm going to have an orgasm
right.
If I do.
Well, and then here's the thing about flamenco. Sometimes if you can play guitar faster than that, your fingers start to tie up in knots and snap off and fly like, you know, with sprays of blood onto the floor. Like, you can't, if you start playing faster than that, you're in danger, medical danger. And that's what I love about flamenco guitar, aside from the fact that it's not just speed. There's a lot of there's a lot of style that goes into it. Like,
yeah.
And you don't have to bring this up, but we don't need to listen to it. But for our listener, I would like to recommend Chambao. It's that band. The guitarist is a flamenco guitarist. The singer is called La Marie, and she's just great. To me, she's super hot, and she's got the greatest voice. I don't know what the hell she's saying. She's because I only speak English.
Yeah.
So whatever she's saying, to me, I envision myself.
Yeah, go ahead. Just keep talking.
I envision myself like a dog listening to music. Like if my dog was sitting here wagging his tail, listening to The Strokes or Tool or something, mm-hmm. he wouldn't know what they were saying. He'd just be delighted by how it sounds. And that's how I feel when I listen to Chambao.
Okay, yeah. That we were listening to was, and you probably know this, Rodrigo y Gabriela, who are a...
Yes. Yeah. That's, oh, goddamn, they're great.
They are amazing.
See, we're back on the same page here.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. That guitar work is amazing.
They used to be in a punk band out of Mexico City. They're a brother, sister, and I got an opportunity to see them perform in, you'll never guess, Switzerland of all people. I mean, it was just such a beautiful thing, Joe. Here is a room full of, and I'm not joking about this, mostly guys who work at Google, by coincidence, in Switzerland of all places, and me and my wife and my sister-in-law and her husband, and we're listening to these two people play, and it was amazeballs. Like, you listen to the album, you go, okay, that's several takes, that's some production, it's all very good, but you watch them play and you're just like, I want to have sex with your fingers, not your body, not the rest of you, just your fingers. It was that cool. And now you've got me very intrigued. I'm writing down Chambao. Is what you called him.
Yeah.
Chumbao?
Yeah. And I don't know how to pronounce it. Come on. I'm the dog wagging his tail. I don't know what the
good point.
But I also want to say there is an entire genre of music, again, from the 90s, called Mangue Beat. And I really love that stuff. It's
Mangue Beat.
Mangue Beat. And my favorite. And again, I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. I apologize to everybody who might be into this. Our listener has never heard of this before, so it doesn't matter. But Chico Science and I can't pronounce it. But Chico Science used to be the lead singer and the main songwriter of the band. Fantastic. Now, he died at a fairly young age. Well, I'm sorry. That's not funny. He was really good. He died at a fairly young age, and he's considered like a musical icon in Brazil. This is Brazilian music.
Okay.
God damn, I hope I got that right.
Oh, Joe, this is awesome. That's Chico Science and Nakao Zumbi.
Nakao Zumbi. Yeah.
The Lama Ayo Kaios.
Right. And I just love all of it. And then when he died, they continued. And I think one of their guitar players, one of the other members, they have several members, took over on vocals, and they just kept going. It was really good stuff. See, we're getting kind of obscure here.
Well, that's the whole point. And the kind of the thing I wanted to talk about and why I love talking about music is because it fits my philosophy, not philosophy, but whatever the word is, the meta-ness of my approach to life in general, which is that music itself, you can go anywhere. I love putting some obscure ass shit on Pandora and seeing what Pandora gives back to me. If I put Chico Science and Nakao Zumbi, the Lama Ayo Kaos, who knows what it'll give me, right? I mean, I've gotten stuff.
Look, my Pandora channels are that. I have a few different Pandora channels, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. One of them is the Chambao channel.
Sure.
And another is Chico Science and God damn it, what is it? I'm not gonna try and do it. It's just really good music. I don't want to mispronounce it. But I have those channels, and it gives me all sorts of great stuff, like Ojos de Brujas. That is a great band. There's a lot of flamenco guitar in it, but mm-hmm. it's just like there's also a lot of rock, and the woman just howls. It's badass. It's really good stuff. I don't know if you can find that I keep throwing. I think this is all Brazilian. Tchambao is not Brazilian. It's something else. But
so what's this anyway, other one?
Hey, look, we're getting boring again. Look at us do this.
You and I are excited. That's the whole point. I mean, I feel like you may remember when you were 18, 19, 20, 23, whatever, and you're talking to that girl on the roof of a house you shouldn't be on top of until 6 in the morning, just talking because you're just so full of life. And I could do that with music all the time. And you're right. It could be boring for the people to listen to. Maybe we should do a couple ads and some other shit that we've done and move on since this is just an hour podcast. But
well, let's – you know what? I'm sure – Larko understood that this was a music episode. Did they give you any copy that might
they did. They do. I guess we should pay for the show. I appreciate you bringing this up. Did you get an ad?
Well, I don't know whose turn it is, because I remember we need to take turns with these ads. I think that's a really good idea. For the first time, who's going first? Let's establish that.
I don't remember who did. I'm ready. I got mine right here. I'll go first, I guess.
Just do it.
Okay. So, no background music. I'm just going to do this. Okay. Okay. Do you hear that, Joe? Do you hear it? No? There's a gentle breeze blowing in my backyard. Listen close. Do you hear the chimes? No? Good. That means they're working. Any jackass with some metal tubing, some fishing line, a hacksaw, and a few beers can string up wind chimes. But it takes science to make chimes that work when there's no breeze. Science, Joe. It's what separates sophisticated human beings from drunken slobs farting around with rusty tools. And so, thanks to science, allow me to introduce No Wind Chimes from Larko. Imagine this. You're sitting in a $500 Adirondack chaise, the one you got from Pottery Barn. You're sipping a lukewarm La Fin du Monde. The air is still tepid. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, your neighbor's sweating balls, chugging a can after can of Natural Light, trying to get his ass unstuck from one of those plastic folding chairs that Kmart can't sell anymore because of the lawsuits. Who's enjoying the pellucid tones of a perfectly pitched no-wind chime? Is it the slob? Nope. It's you. You upper-crust motherfucker. And then, when the wind does blow, you can drown out the racket coming from your neighbor's house by going back inside your own domicile to hunt up some Amy Winehouse on vinyl. Who sits outside in the wind anyway? Morons, Joe. That too. Larko's No Wind Chimes come in a variety of modes, including Dorian, Phrygian, and Mixolydian, and sizes range from tiny tunes to windows breaking 2 miles away. You can order them online right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, you'll receive, absolutely free, a can of Sloppy Joey Maca Kangaroonie, and we'll pay the shipping fees. Larko's No Wind Chimes. Hang them anywhere where the wind doesn't blow, and enjoy. Forever. That's science, goddammit.
All right. No Wind Chimes. Beautiful. All right. Well, all right, now here is a technical challenge for you.
Okay. I feel for the fail first... approaching. Go ahead.
For the first time... I don't know how to put this. There will be an ad. I have an ad, but it will not be presented live. What I would like for you to do, and I hate that everybody's going to know this, but go ahead and play my intro, and then play my outro, which is the same thing, and then I'm going to send you the ad, which I was not able to complete, and then. If your engineering skills,
oh Jesus, Joe!
If your technical skills are good enough, you will insert the ad, and when people listen to it, they will hear the ad. Or you can tell me right now, that is beyond my capability, Joe. There is no ad for you. What is your choice?
So it's not beyond my capability. I don't know that I can even say it's beyond my willingness, but I will. I'm going to write down the timestamp where we are on the show. Let me just jump back over to Audacity. We're at minute 49. Okay. 49. I circled it. And if I can, I will insert those things. Now, what I usually like to do, Joe, my cousin from a different mother but the same grandmother. Wait, no. Anyway, I like to just post this up as soon as it's done. And I realize that in order to be able to do what you're asking, I'm going to have to listen to our show, at least a few seconds of it. So fuck you very much. Yeah. but I'll try. What I may do, right, Joe, is I may post this as is and then post a updated version later. And so that means anybody who's listening to this and not hearing your ad, they'll have to go back and listen to it again later. So fuck them too.
All right, so let's do two versions. This is why – well, here's the thing. We can still post a version that is completely recorded live, which has been what we've done every single time. Mm-hmm. And then you can just do a supplemental version which was that has an insert.
Yeah. Okay?
So here's my live version. You ready?
Yeah. Do you want the intros?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. I will bring those up right now. I promise. Here I go. I am prepared. Wait. That's arguments. You need to add intro. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn, you're good at this. Come on.
A word from our sponsor. Here we go.
Buy Gibson SG.
You crack me up like no other human being. Joe, do we have an argument for cancellation this week?
Indeed we do. How are we doing on time?
Great. We've got eight minutes.
Okay. Well, okay. First of all, because this is a music episode, I'd like to, in case our listener –
we have two.
Is interested.
Yeah.
I would like to, if you can help me out with this, I want to just be clear on all the music that we use every week. I want to just give credit to those artists because I think they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could, well, here, let me just put it this way. I've explained it before, but I want the band Royksopp to have some credit, because that's what is the intro and outro of every single one of our shows.
Yes.
Royksopp, Vision One, which is really good stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it at the end. I wanted them to be known. Royksopp. Now, then there's the O Word from our sponsors. The reason why I call it O Word from our sponsors is it's a Beastie Boys song. Well, it's taken from a Beastie Boys song called O Word.
Okay.
And so that's O Word from our sponsors. I kind of messed with it, but that's the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
And I'm pretending that people are interested in this. And there's another thing. The Arguments for Cancellation is a Black Sabbath song called Hand of Doom. Mm-hmm. I think I've explained that before.
Yeah.
But go ahead and give me that.
That is better.
My favorite Black Sabbath song, by the way, War Pigs. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, it's fantastic. And yeah. Faith No More does a great version of that song.
It is orgasmic, yes, but please continue.
Yes. So, my argument for cancellation this week is, because we're talking about music, we have presented some god-awful music over the last several episodes. Just real bad. And I think if we play – I've made a montage. I've called it the bad songtage.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just play it, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Don't stop till you get it up. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Now.
Sorry, Kanye. That's actually a good song.
Heartbreaker! I'm going to play that for you.
Heartbreaker! Yeah. Check the spelling. R-E-F-U-G-E. Get the C-D. Sounds like fart.
Children not to be my way.
what they say. Mother. Mother. Can you kill me now, day to night? Can you help me out of the narrow? Oh, mother.
My blood runs cold. My angel is a centerfold.
Yeah.
Angel is a centerfold. Your mom's butt hole. Now put that bitch in a sleeper hold. Put that bitch in a sleeper hold.
Joe Atlo. His name is Joe. Is what you need to know about Joe. He's a freak, but he can float to and fro. One day he got sucked down into a black hole.
Wait, that's a good song.
Wait, this is the worst part.
I've got a fire cock. Is it bad enough to scare you away? There has been no circumcision. The donkey clowns that do die day.
I thought it was dope, yo.
Oh, man. I tell you what, Joe. I tell you what. You know how before she was Pink, she was in a band, and then the music people came to her and said, we like you, we don't like that other person, you're going to have to go solo. Same with Beyonce, right? She's in a band, and then they said, we like you, Beyonce, we don't like the rest of you, you can get out, we're going to keep her. I feel like someone's going to listen to this podcast, they're going to hear your montage, they're going to go, fuck that Jason guy. We just want you, Joe. Apparently, Joe got hung up on people, so I'm going to answer the phone right now. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, I'm back.
I was talking to you, and you weren't there. I think it's still recording. Let's see. Yep. So, there you go. That's funny. I was just complimenting the shit out of you, but you know what? You're not going to know what I said until you listen to the show yourself a little bit later, which I know you're going to do 8 or 9 times, so...
I guess that's exciting. Wow, I lost you for the first time. I had to scramble.
I'm listening to the montage. I'm laughing my dick off. It got done. I sang your praises, and you weren't even there. This is the best goddamn podcast that has been ever made. They're going to...
What segment are we in? Arguments for cancellation?
Yeah.
Boom.
I gotta mute myself. I'm gonna die.
I lost you there, and that's too bad. But I think you have to admit those were bad songs. And
oh Jesus. Okay.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
All right, Joe.
Sometimes that is better.
We got 2 minutes left. What do you want to do for the last 2 minutes?
Thanks for keeping the show going. I don't know what you did. I'll be excited to hear it. But you must have understood that I was not there at some point.
And, I swear to God, I didn't know until Skype called me back, and so we get the ringy dingy.
Good job.
This is the best podcast that was ever made.
Yeah, that's the thing, or not, which is why I argue for its cancellation every single episode.
And so you should. How do you want to end this? The music episode. We should say something, and then we should end the show, so people can listen to it.
Well, okay. And we never got to it because we just yapped and yapped and yapped. But 27 years ago, there were a couple albums that came out that were pretty good. And I just want to say the ones that stuck out for me. Fear of a Black Planet.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I do.
1990.
I actually – you're going to laugh. I went and saw them in concert.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I met Chuck D once, and I had a little recorder on me, and he recorded – oh, my God. Let me tell you this story, actually, before we go. I talked to Chuck D, and I talked to him specifically about Fear of a Black Planet. And I'm like the whitest dude ever. He was so fucking cool. And I said, hey, could you record my answering machine message? Because back then,
I had
an answering machine, like outgoing message. And he came up and I'm like, he's like, what's your name? And I'm like, oh, my name's Joe. And he did just the great – I had Chuck D as my outgoing message for probably 6 months before my roommate accidentally my roommate at the time accidentally erased it. And I had a note next to the answering machine that said, if you erase Chuck D's outgoing message, I will kill you.
Did you kill him?
I don't want to say. I was very disappointed.
Let's get one thing straight.
Yeah, let's get one thing straight. That was LeBron James. He was pissed off at this story. You didn't kill that guy? Give me his name. I'm going to go kill him right now. Right now. I got a wife. I got a kid. I got a job. I got a cousin that I love. I'm going to go kill this guy. What's his name?
It was rough. I was very, very emotional. Actually, I can tell you his name. His name is Joshua Bray.
Joshua Bray?
And Joshua, you'll never hear this.
He will.
Never hear,
I am dedicated to the proposition that this will be the greatest podcast that was ever made by virtue of the fact that I want everybody on the planet to listen to it. And I want Joshua Bray to listen to it. I want Joshua Bray to hear my pledge. Motherfucker, I'm coming for you. You deleted Chuck D, leaving a message for Joe. Gah. What's your favorite Public Enemy song, Joe? I'm going to play it for you right now, and then we're gonna be done. Bring the Noise? That's the famous one, right?
That's really good. You know what I really, really like?
Anti-Ninja
Machine.
Okay. Anti-Beat Machine. I prefer the word ninja, but I can appreciate that you maybe want to keep it real.
That's what I said. Anti-ninja machine.
Yeah.
It's
with respect to Public Enemy and my cousin Joe and Roik's Pop, that other band, we're going to close tonight's show with Anti-Ninja Machine. So, everybody, thank you for listening to another foine episode of – I can't do the accent now. I'm not prepared. Just Be Cousins. I'm Jason Mark. He's Joseph Neal. Joe, you got anything to say before we go?
Fight the power!